Everyone is familiar with the legend of King Arthur and the legendary sword in the stone. Arthur pulls the sword, Excalibur, from a stone, fulfilling the prophecy of Merlin the sorcerer, who predicted that such an act could only be performed by the rightfully appointed king and true heir of the British throne. And yet, the legend appears tied to a 12th century Italian knight turned saint. Gaetano Guidotti was born in 1148 near Siena, Italy. According to his noble station in life, he was destined to become a knight. Though Gaetano's parents were religious and devoted, his youth was marked by violence and arrogance, entertainment and pleasure. While the details of his conversion are vague, what is certain is that he is forever linked to the legend of a sword lodged in a rock, immovable to human hands. Now, after an encounter with Saint Michael the Archangel, Gaetano changed his life. Saint Michael the Archangel appeared to him, admonishing him to become a knight of God, part of the celestial militia under his protection. In another vision, Gaetano followed the Archangel over a bridge and water mill toward Monte Siepi or Mount Siepi. There, Gaetano had a vision of Jesus and the saints, who exhorted him to take on a life of penance as a hermit. Here, the legend of the sword begins. Gaetano wished to make a cross on the spot, but was unable to cut wood with his sword. When he threw his sword on the ground in frustration, it entered the rock, and from then onwards, no one was able to extract it. This cross was to become a sign of peace. Gaetano then transformed his knightly cloak into a religious tunic and began living as a hermit and penitent. The legend of the sword continues. While Gaetano was away on pilgrimage to Rome, envious monks tried to extract the sword from the stone. Failing to do so, they became enraged and tried to break it. The legends say that one fell into a river and drowned, another was struck by lightning, and a third was attacked by a wolf, from which he was saved by invoking Gaetano's name. Gaetano died on December 3rd, 1181. 3 years later, a chapel was built around the sword in Monte Siepi. It became known as the Rotonda della Spada, Rotonda of the Sword, due to the chapel's circular shape. Devotion to Saint Gaetano spread rapidly in the chivalrous milieu of the High Middle Ages. Knights and soldiers such as the Lombards, the Franks, and the Crusaders built churches in honor of him. As well as for Saint Michael the Archangel, the angelic warrior and victor, and prayed for their intercession. An Italian professor, Mario Moiraghi, researched the comparison of Saint Gaetano to the legend of Arthur. He published his work in The Enigma of Saint Gaetano. He suggested that the British Arthurian legend of Excalibur was inspired by Saint Gaetano's sword in the stone in Tuscany. He noted that though the legend of King Arthur dates to ancient times, the story of the sword of Excalibur and the stone appeared only after Saint Gaetano's death in 1181. Moiraghi also studied the sword and confirmed that it was from the 12th century. Saint Gaetano's feast is celebrated on December the 3rd. He was canonized a saint by Pope Lucius III in 1185. Today, on Monte Siepi, there stands the chapel of Saint Gaetano, the Rotonda della Spada, where Saint Gaetano lived as a hermit. The sword can still be seen inside it. Nearby are the ruins of a Gothic Cistercian abbey. The abbey was instituted around the site of the former hermitage of Saint Gaetano. Now, the sword in the stone of Saint Gaetano is a relic that may have played a part in inspiring the legend of King Arthur. But aside from that, it is evidence to the fascinating and mysterious history of the saint knight who dedicated his life to God, and as such, it will surely continue to attract those who love stepping into the magic of the medieval era to discover its mystery and legends. Now, devotion to Saint Gaetano is known among the believers and non-believers, for it was Saint Gaetano himself who was the first to recognize the importance of peace and the stupidity of war. Saint Gaetano Guidotti, pray for us.